Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob challenges Scott and Becky with a secret wine. And this time, the secret wine is from New Zealand, but it happens to be a Bordeaux blend, namely the Craggy Range Winery Takahu Gimblet Gravels Vineyard Blend. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
It's good to be here, and it's good to have my voice intact.
Yes. You can tell by the bassiness, the manliness of my voice that I'm far manlier than Scott. But also on the show is the Triple B.
Good evening.
No, I have been affirmed with some sort of mysterious illness that is not a cold and not COVID.
How do you know it's not a cold?
Colds last 9 days?
Yeah. Every woman out there listening is rolling their eyes.
You really think there are women out there listening? Well, maybe there are.
They like my voice.
They're like, oh, they're drawn to me.
Is it mainly men that listen to our show?
I don't know. It's mainly really great people. Only the finest. Only the finest. So, why are you laughing? That's not funny. That's mean. You know, you're not going to be laughing now, Chuckles, because on tonight's show, you on the open know what they're drinking, but these two do not. I had to edit myself there because it's going to say something mean. So on tonight, we have the secret wine. Now, if you remember, there are points associated. They're supposed to guess several things. They're going to guess the varietal, what they're going to try to, and if they get that right, that's 20 points.
What is this? It tastes like coffee.
It's coffee cheese.
See, I didn't get the coffee in that coffee cheese. I wouldn't have known if...
I feel like I'm eating coffee grounds.
Well, yes, maybe you are.
It's creamy.
Creamy coffee grounds.
Did you bring it?
No,
I did.
I brought this really crystalline cheddar here.
Is this from that thing that you bought that was like a dollar?
Yes, and it was it's discount cheese.
There's a look of disgust on
coffee
my
cheese.
Friend Rebecca's
coffee
face.
Coffee cheese. They're going to guess where it's from.
Gesundheit.
Meaning the continent. So Europe... South Africa, South America, Australia, USA, New Zealand. Although New Zealand
For
and Australia.
My own knowledge. Where would you put the Middle East, or is that its own continent in this game?
It would be Asia. Asia.
I'm trying to think through. Hungary would be Europe.
According to the globe, yes.
Well, I'm just asking because... Where's the most random country you can think of that he would pull wine from?
Macedonia. I've already done that, though.
What country used to make wine but doesn't exist anymore because they're
right.
invaded by Russia?
Right.
Well, that's true. Ukrainian
right.
wine, yes.
Or oh, they, I could see it being like a Korea. USSR wine.
Well, that's the question. What countries could it be from that Becky will not recognize as something other than Russia? That's a question.
Well,
yes,
there's
yes.
that.
There's many of those. So, the UK. What? I have nothing to say. Anyway. Where's it from? So generally, very generally, that's 10 points. Where it's really from, France, Spain, Italy, California, Washington, that's worth 20 points. Then further details, that could be like saying it's from Saint Estefi in Bordeaux, or it's on 15 months of French oak. It could be really anything that's correct. How's that sound? Beyond what you've already done. And then price. If they get the price within $2, that's 10 points. Or if it's within 5, that's not 501, that's under 5.
Oh, Lord.
It's 5 points. So, will you two be working as a team or will you be going individually?
Just like the Powerball lottery ticket we split, which, by the way, we're going to win.
Okay.
And off air, Rebecca said if we win the Powerball, she wants a pool. And I said, if we win the Powerball, I'll buy you a pool.
That's yep. fantastic.
So we know how stingy Robert is.
That's right. I wouldn't do it.
We're also discussing if we would go back to work or not.
I'm going to buy the Parducci Vineyard if I
Rob said he would not go back. Scott, no. You would?
I would take some time to continue life as it is until I sorted some things out.
What's that?
sorted out his finances.
What's next?
What's next?
I wouldn't make any abrupt changes right now.
No, I would.
Right.
It wouldn't last very long, though.
Yeah.
I would buy a gold suit.
I'd be wrapping
suit.
Some stuff up. But I would. What I wouldn't do is tell anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't tell anybody either. Wouldn't tell Becky.
Except she would know because...
Damn it.
I'd be buying her a swimming pool.
Yeah, except...
It would just show up. Wait a second. Well, slow down. Are you going to have the same people that is installing the hole in your ground?
No.
Or okay, a real one? Okay. Well, by the way, how is the hole in the ground?
They work today.
What did they do?
They work today.
What did they do? Have they poured walls?
What they? You don't pour the walls. You pour the footer.
Okay. Have they poured it? Is there been any concrete introduced?
No concrete's been introduced into this pool yet.
Okay. Did they put all the metal wall the forms together? Because that a week and a half ago
had
not
been
done.
What did they do?
Yes, what did they do?
That's a good question. They were on site today. Deb was very happy.
What did they do?
I was downstairs working in my basement office dungeon.
Were they, I mean, did they do like a YMCA dance or did they actually dig something?
Do they need to do any more digging?
Yes.
I'm sure there's always digging. Do they move, do a lot of digging.
Do they move any dirt? Because you do have the Grand Tetons
there's
in your...
a great pile of dirt. The dirt is still intact.
That was great.
Not to add any stress to your life, but it is November 2nd.
Yes.
So, and I, for our listeners, we live in a place where the ground freezes.
It gets cold.
It wouldn't be much fun to have a pool in January, but maybe you will. Maybe you can just rob somebody, you know, break into somebody's house and swim in their pool.
When it's done in February, there'll be a polar bear.
Yeah, you think it's
coming?
Polar
bear dive.
I think it's darling that you think that's going to be done in February.
It's
precious is what it is.
It's hopeful in my
Do
part.
You think if we win the lottery, I could probably pay somebody enough to get a pool?
You mean you could get a guy to install a pool at his house because he hasn't done that?
No, I'm just saying we could pay. We would have enough money to pay to have a pool by next summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We would be able to skip all the lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd have to pay extra to skip lines, but
right.
I think with Powerball
with
money,
$1 billion, it would be okay.
You know who I wouldn't hire? I wouldn't hire the first crew that you had that's all dead. I wouldn't hire them.
Well, I think they're dead, so that'd be difficult.
Well, I know it was dead. They were dead probably when you hired them. I think this next crew is pretty much hardly alive.
Well.
Like, I just like want a regular pool, but I feel like if we win the lottery, Rob would be like, we're going to do two water slides. The boys want a lazy river.
That would be at the other house, because we're not going to live here during the winter. We're going to live... Well, it's not gonna. I'm gonna live in Napa. That's where I'm gonna live. Well, but yes, you too. Yes, you'll live in Napa.
I think Napa would be a place to travel to and not live.
I know. I travel there all the time. Northern California.
Where would we? You would live in Northern California in the winter. They get snow.
I know.
But where would we live in the winter?
I don't know. I'll tell you when we get to that point.
I think when it's even though it'd be splitting $1.2 billion, I think there'd be multiple residences.
We'd get a condo in Myrtle. Inland. Awesome.
Next to Barefoot.
Yeah.
Probably not so much.
Yeah. Walk out. Check your plants, your potted plants, because you can't have a garden. You're like, yep. That's right. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start into their evaluation and discovery of this secret wine here on the
wine
vault. That's right. Be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So, to our contestants. The wine in front of you. First of all, so those at home know, this is a red wine.
Get, you know, or...
There you go.
In Wine Vault Trivia, for a softball question that was offered to Steve Gibson, what color is red wine?
That was not a question. It was not. But
that was a question.
It might have been. That's right. You lost that against
the got great that answer.
Superstar.
Do we do scores of integrity on Secret Wine?
I don't know how you would, because you don't know what it is.
Well, I mean, I can smell it or something. I don't know. I feel like it's not fair to Scott and I, but it...
No, it's not fair to
Scott. Joel, no. Someone else take that. It's gross.
I really can't smell anything anyway, so there's no difference anyway. But I can taste.
On the nose.
Not well. But
it has sugar.
It's a sweeter aroma.
I will agree. I smell blackberry. A little blackberry.
I wouldn't go like full on purple death. But it's a... Doesn't make me hopeful of the quality of the wine.
Are you thinking... General. Just on the nose, are you thinking that it's American?
Yep. You too.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know anywhere else that makes wine like that.
Yep. First taste, first thought, first mental taste of what my pea brain is computing. By the way, for the record, listeners, most of you know, I'm terrible at this, so.
I'm fine that you're good at, so, you know, whatever.
Well, relative to the things I'm not good at, I'm terrible at this.
That's true.
Blind taste testing.
Do you smell oaking?
Nope. I get a vanilla. I don't get anything that makes me. Definitely some sweet, ripe berry. Would you say, Rob, like blackberry?
Mm-hmm.
Something a ripe berry.
I was trying to. I mean, there's like menthol in there too. I was trying to see if I could get like any kind of like graphite or.
I got nothing.
Me either. Like there's no moss. There's no like no anything in there.
Earthiness, nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm not missing much on the nose though. I didn't think I smelled much.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know.
Yeah. I don't like no minerality, nothing. I think we're good.
It doesn't look like it's the most dense thing we've ever seen. I mean, it's purple. I wouldn't call it dark or dense looking. Nice legs. A little bit of acid crystal deposition with the legs when you swirl it. Pretty legs, I'll tell you that. Really pretty legs, actually. Look at those runners. It's actually pretty, those legs. I don't know what that means.
Is this a wine we've had before?
No.
Neither one of us?
No.
Have you had it before?
No.
Well, Rob had a sippy. He didn't. His head didn't explode.
Too.
Oh, you did. You look like your head is going to explode. Nods.
So why don't you tell me what it tastes like?
Nods ascension.
It's awesome to have on the show.
It is.
The reason why I asked.
I'm playing hurt, folks. Yeah.
The reason why I asked if it's something that we've had before is because I thought it could have been the Predator.
Oh.
The Predator.
Oh.
Predator's in? Oh, wow. No, we've never had that on the show. We had that at that wonderful restaurant where I had a lobster that was in a tank and already dead. It drowned.
This is an interesting wine choice for Secret Wine.
It is.
It is medium bodied.
Okay.
It has a decently long finish. I am so far not a fan of it. Which makes me think this could be a Grenache or a Cab Franc.
Cab Franc, huh? Scott, what are you tasting?
There's a kind of a chalky thing going on.
There is. I will agree with that. It's the one thing I can do is taste the chalkiness.
Yeah, that's a good call.
And that makes a lot of sense.
And it's throughout the wine.
Yeah.
It is.
It's like it's not really the texture of the wine, but it's what you get. Yeah. It's this chalkiness. It's a relatively, that aside, it's a relatively delicate feeling wine on the palate with that medium body, but it doesn't have the things you'd want to go with that delicate body. Like I don't know how else to describe this, but it reminds me of a mild Pinot that's not got any Pinot characteristics other than the body. There's not much of a fruit going on there. I don't know where to go with this, but in terms of it actually being a Pinot, I don't see any other characteristics of a Pinot other than that it's medium body and it's got that, it's kind of got a lithiness about it. Like it does. Lighter.
Let me ask.
That chalkiness just, I can't get anything else out of my mind.
Because of my condition, I don't taste much fruit at all on the front palate.
No.
Am I correct in that?
I don't think that's your condition.
Okay. I was not sure if it was because I can't taste or it's because this is the way it tastes.
There's maybe a touch quite of, sure. Towards the finish, there's maybe some vegetal, like in the stewed tomato family.
You guys like this a lot. I can tell.
Something.
Right?
It's,
I don't know what it is.
It's, that's as pleasant as you can describe that too. It's
taste that.
It's kind of acrid.
I don't taste much, but I taste that.
It's kind of acrid. If I would go to stewed tomatoes, I'd say slightly burnt stewed tomatoes. It's
they missed the pot a little bit. Yeah.
Well, they didn't stir the bottom, and they caught up in the bottom, and you tried to get them out of there, but you can't get that little bit of burn out of your stewed tomatoes.
You have not liked wines. I'll give you this. You have not liked things from this place before.
Oh.
Mm. You have any questions other than those two things I've answered? Strangely enough.
Have we had anything from this wine maker before?
No.
Oh. Hmm.
So then, I guess what he's saying is we have not liked things from this wine being the varietal before.
I think he meant the region, right?
One of you is probably correct.
Thanks.
I hear one of our kids crying. You mean like, for example, Russian River Valley? He has not previously liked wines from that region. That's what you mean.
I mean either what Scott said or what you said.
Oh my.
That I will not answer.
I think when he said this wine, I think he meant this varietal. Mm. Because you said, have we made it from this? You asked specifically from this maker, and he said no to that. That's what I thought he meant.
But once again, though, you're relying on what Scott thinks, and that's a problem. Could be. Or maybe it's not. But maybe his intellect is, okay. You know. Yes?
Has Scott liked wines from this?
Scott's pretended to like wines from everywhere. Yes, I'm sure he has pretended to like wines from this. This varietal and this place. And it's not like you don't like wines. It's just
what?
From this place, but
I off the cuff, to me this feels South American.
Even in my weakened condition, it reminds me of the things we've had before.
Just the body of it and that, but it's just, other than that chalkiness, it's so nondescript.
Yeah, that should give it away. Should.
The chalkiness and the nondescriptness.
No, well, yes, actually, both of those things should give it away. It should. But it doesn't. That's okay. So, would you all like to venture a guess of anything?
I believe this to be a South American Cab Franc.
You think it's Cab Franc? From South America. Okay. And where in South America? Not Venezuela. I'll give you that.
I'm going to go with Argentina.
Argentina.
That's where I feel moderately confident about the first part.
Mm-hmm. Cab Franc, you mean?
And South America.
Oh, okay. And then any further details?
What is it, Mendoza?
That actually is an Argentine. Mendoza. That's actually a very good. I like that.
What do you think about?
You guys can do separate if you want.
Malbec from Argentina.
We can do separate.
Yeah, do separate. You think it's Malbec, Scott? Scott thinks it's Malbec. From South America. Same thing for Scott. And Scott, same thing for that. Further details. Becky, anything else other than that? Oaking?
I don't think it's oaked.
Okay, you're going to say no oak.
I'm going to say... What else? I'm going to say 13.5% ABV.
Okay.
I'm going to say that this cost
$14. $14. Okay. Scott.
I'm going to go with the oaking. I think there's right at, you know, that long finish. I think there's a little bit of oak that's in there, but whatever it is, it's light and it's not prominent in the wine. But I just, again, I can't get past that chalkiness.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you... Chalky tannins are a characteristic of Argentinian wines.
So you think it's on oak, Scott?
I do.
Anything else?
It doesn't. Here's the thing. It's like, what I'm not getting is like that dryness. Do you, you know, with a lot of chalkiness in wine, you experience really dry stuff too. And this is, it's dry, but I'm not getting that, like a mouthwashing sensation of astringency.
But that's fair.
It's not.
What do you think the ABV is?
Not much.
Yeah.
I'm 13.8.
All right. And what's your price?
God, I hope it's not $15.
$12.
So I said Mendoza because that was the only place in Argentina I could think of. What do you want to say?
Well, to be fair, let's talk about the regions in Argentina.
I think there's that C1 too. Not Chapiqua. What is it called?
Chicagua. But that's Chile.
Oh.
So there's San Juan. There's a couple different regions in Mendoza. That's interesting. There's a region described as La Rioja. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
San Juan, Catamarca.
Is there one named Maria?
I just met a girl named Maria.
There's always a woman named Maria. I don't know why that is. It just happens. I don't know.
Maipú. That's in Mendoza.
So what are you going to say? Is this a Spotify playlist?
It is.
We're wrong anyway, so it's just like, I'm going to go San Juan. I don't know.
In the Caribbean?
Just to be different and not steal your Mendoza.
Anything else? I'm going to go with there is an animal on the label.
Oh, my Lord.
Animal?
I'm going to go with a military-like crest.
Ooh, that's a good one.
A military-like crest. Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Well, you'll know it when you see it.
Mm.
I was debating if I thought there was going to be an award sticker. I don't think so. I decided against it. But if you want that too, you can have it.
Well, what about a smiley face sticker or like a McDonald's Happy Meal sticker?
What about a clearance sticker?
There's that.
Rob's too busy texting.
There could be. No.
I'm going to go sans any awards. I'm going to go military crest.
Okay.
And I'm also going to say that in the descriptor of the wine from the winemaker, it's going to talk about floral elements that do not exist.
Ooh.
The what?
Floral elements that actually do not exist. They're just going to talk about floral elements and they don't exist in this wine.
That's interesting. Floral elements that do not exist in this wine.
The descriptor of the winemaker is going to say there's floral elements.
I understood that. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm. Let me just see.
That's a really great one.
Mm.
That's worth at least 10 bonus points.
I agree.
Yes. Okay.
What about stickers? I think we should put our heads together. There's going to be some kind of
sticker.
Yeah. Just in general. Let's just say it's going to be a sticker. Mm-hmm. We're both going to put that in there.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to actually reveal the points. Becky wins. She got 20 points. Scott, you got a fucking donut. Zero.
I got Cab Franc right, didn't I?
No. So, what is the varietal? Well, in truth,
like a hallmark of it is chalky.
And I know you like to think that, but that's okay. What varietal is it? Well, you never ask, is it a blend, Scott?
Oh, my God.
Because you know what? It is a blend. It's a Bordeaux-style blend, mind you.
Is it Super Tussin Cab Franc?
No. Where'd that come from? No, it's 54% Merlot, 27% Cabernet, 10% Malbec, 7% Cab Franc, 2% Petit Verdot.
I get that one because I said Malbec and there's 10% Malbec.
No, you don't. You get nothing.
Well, then she gets nothing.
She gets nothing for that. You're right.
I think we get points.
You get nothing.
I think I get points for it not being oaked.
I think you get 7% of the points for getting the varietal right, and I get 10%.
Nothing.
I would agree.
No,
so,
if the varietal's worth 20 points, I get 2.
No, you
and
don't.
Becky gets 1.4.
Thank you.
You just said it.
False. Where is it from? You both said South America. More specifically, Argentina. And you're wrong. Because it's from New Zealand.
Oh.
A Bordeaux blend from New Zealand.
Yes, it's from New Zealand.
You know, there's going to be definitely an airing of grievances. And I brought a tool for use in the airing of grievances. And you know who we're airing grievances against tonight? That guy over there.
It is specifically, and you know in the open, the Craggy Range Winery, Te Kau, Gimblet Gravels Vineyard. Their 2019 Bordeaux blend. Now, it is on stainless. It's not on
there. Look back here, though. There is a military-esque.
Oh, I'm sorry. Military-esque. I don't know what you mean. I'll give you 10 points.
And there's an animal on it.
Where's there an animal?
On the back label.
There's a horse.
Let me see.
13.5, she got it.
She did get that. She got alcohol and she got... Boom. So you got 30. I didn't know there was a thingy on there. Scott got 10.
I can't call that a military...
Yes. You know what?
Let me see it.
Some carriage.
I will make a determination.
Like,
let me see it.
It's a...
That's not a military.
It looks,
no, 0 points.
It looks like
no,
in Robin Hood when they are taking around... What's the tiger's name?
Tiger?
Who was he supposed to be? King who?
Yeah, but that was a military
Prince.
And that was a cartoon.
Yeah, but he had like all of those military hippos and rhinos.
Have you ever seen a military uniform with that on there?
But
the answer is no.
Olden days.
I think it's a horse with a cart that has agricultural products in it.
Yes. False.
And a person pushing it that looks like a cross between the village people guy that had the afro and a Smurf. No, seriously. We need to take a picture of this and put it on our website.
We might. So back on to the rest of the stuff. It's not on oak. Stainless steel.
Hmm.
Also, price. Becky thought it was 14. Scott thought it was 12. It wasn't. It's 24.
That's
way overpriced.
Would you like to know what the 18 got score-wise? This is the 19.
What did the 18 get?
It got a 94 from James and a 92 from the Spectator. The 17 got a 93 from James, 92 from the Decanter, and 92 from Wines and Spirits. And the 16 got a 97 from Decanter, a 93 from James. We're going on back. 15, 93, 92, 90. 13, 92, 90. 2010, 91, 90. Lots of high reviews. This one got one review. That's right. This is a Southern man. And the wine enthusiast was very enthusiastic. Gave it 100. No, it gave a 92 of their points. And they wrote,
I'm shaking my head.
All the Hallmark Gimlet Gravel's characteristics are here on this affordable single vineyard red blend. Pencil lead, tobacco, cherry, blackberry, licorice, and dried violet. The palate flexes muscles, but the lifted acidity and the powdery spicy tannins don't obscure.
It doesn't exist in this wine.
Don't obscure the fruit or sight expression.
What fruit expression?
A wine of power, but also of clarity and approachability. Have a decanter and a plate of protein at hand, or hold another few years.
I'll be honest. Now that I know it's the Bordeaux blend, and I taste it again, I get it. I still don't think it's anything that starts with a 90. The chalkiness now at least makes sense and has a place.
Do you remember the Oyster Bay? How odd it was. This has a little bit of that oddity. Not that I can taste anything, but still.
What was the oyster, like a red
blend? Merlot.
The Merlot, okay.
You know, remember, it almost had a salty characteristic. It was very, very, very limey.
It made us squinch our eyes.
Yes, it was weird and different and very weird in a bad way. But this has a little bit of that weirdness.
It does. The vegetal piece is so surprising to me that it's New Zealand.
But in a way, I mean, you're using that vegetal term, but it's just this acrid taste, different than that green pepper vegetation thing that we used to get from those bad South African wines. And for me, that's what I think of when you say vegetal taste.
South American.
Is that veggie green pepper thing that we hate. Mm. This is just this.
Also bad.
Just acrid. It's just at the finish, there's this acrid thing. Don't know where it comes from. Don't know what it comes from. And maybe that's what tricked me into thinking it's slightly oaked at the end of the finish there. That acrid thing just continued on my palate. But
I can't believe that this costs $24.
Well, they have to ship it. I mean, it's.
So after knowing that it's a Bordeaux blend, Becky, does it come together any differently for you? It's not your favorite thing anyway, but
it's not your favorite thing either.
This wine is not, but Bordeaux blends are.
Oh, have you? So what did Scott have that he didn't like?
He
was talking about that Merlot. Oyster Bay, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was complete obfuscation on his part.
Yeah, it was.
That's what I am. I'm obfuscation. But what was the?
That was not even close to being a helpful clue. I thought when you said that, I thought you were still going to tell us about an adjacent
this
wine.
This isn't Blue's Clues. I'm not your ally here.
See, this is just sheer obfuscation, like. Using multiple different apps to solve Wordle puzzles.
I don't need an app to beat you.
Right.
Anyway, folks, we're going to take a... What?
Going on your computer after you've already solved it.
Right.
Oh.
She uses her cell phone.
Does that mean that you're not cheating somehow?
Doesn't mean it's not linked to her Apple. What?
Folks, if you think that I need some way to cheat to beat these two...
I know you do.
You know I do. That's fantastic.
The spelling's not your strong suit.
So?
Linguistics not your strong suit.
What about cryptography? That is my strong suit. You did that, you dickhead.
I did that?
You did that.
How do you say it?
El Emigio. It's El Emigio. That's what it is. El Emigio. Mm. El Amigo. No, it's El Emigo. El Emigo. Anyway, folks, we're going to take a break. But we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back.
Off air, Rob comments that he's like, first of all, this is rather ironic. At least I know there's nothing wrong with me. That's kind of funny just in itself. He was talking about his inability to taste anything
glass?
In the wine.
I can't
because
taste it,
there's
so might as well.
The inability to taste anything in this wine because it's as tasteless of a thing as we've had, other than the chalk.
It tastes. I don't taste anything, so it's just like liquid to me. So
this actually, Becky, could be one of your favorite Bordeaux blends, which you don't care for because it doesn't taste like a Bordeaux blend. It doesn't taste like anything. Rob was commenting we should have said, wow, is it a blend? Is it?
It didn't even occur to me. I was so confident it was a Cab Franc.
At least you were, you know, you were both kind of Bordeaux red. You both had the Bordeaux varietal kind of going.
I think that just, where there was no, and because it's New Zealand, that's why, but there was just none of the...
It just tastes like it's been washed out by sea salt and bad weather.
It's a washed out wine.
It's just a brutalized vineyard. It just tastes like it's something. Maybe there's people that like this style. Could be, but from what I can taste, which isn't much, mind you, but it just tastes like something that's been just beaten down by harsh conditions.
Yeah.
And for some people, might look at that as saying, "There, I see a diamond in the rough." There, my gosh, I appreciate this because it's blah 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 blah.
I wonder if I wonder what oaking would do to it.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't even try. You know, you would think it'd give it a little bit of dimension, but
and
they
maybe
don't.
Maybe a touch like
hide the chalkiness.
Well, to me, I was thinking it might.
Just kidding.
The finish is so stewy that it might do something else to it.
I think
I don't know.
Hawke's Bay is pretty cool climate. You might want to double check that, but I think it is. And this tastes like a cool climate red, where it's
so
just
bad.
A little bit too cool, and things come in and just underripe. Now, on tonight's potpourri, we have a new segment that we're doing.
We're airing the grievances.
No. In the news, folks. That's in the news. Everybody's going to... We're going to go around the room, and everybody's just going to talk about something that's current, but relates to drinking. Or something that's funny. I don't want anything that's boring. I have something. That's why I said that.
Oh, okay.
Now, I saw in People's Magazine.
It's nice to be hit with this, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm just going
to
take a little nap and tell me when.
People's Magazine. They had an article. And it's about your favorite girlfriend, the Barefoot Contessa.
Well, she's on the list. She's not my favorite.
Well, she's
who's your favorite girlfriend?
Uma Thurman.
Really?
By far.
Over Christina Turley?
By far.
Did
really?
You put that?
Well, if Christina Turley would wear the Uma Thurman Kill Bill leather motorcycle outfit and have a samurai sword. Maybe.
Okay.
I still got to go with Uma.
Okay.
Well, nevertheless, aside that
Rob's
creepiness.
Number one is Barefoot Contessa.
No, it's Scott's. But there was an article, a breezy article because it's People Magazine, right? And Barefoot was talking about, or whatever her name is, Ina Garner? Was talking about Joffrey, right? You know, and Joffrey gets a little saucy sometimes on the text, right? And so he accidentally, and he's also Joffrey, so he's two shoots to the wind. So Joffrey likes to send naughty, explicit texts.
Stop.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's but he accidentally sends it to her publicist.
Accidentally. And this is a story of her finding out that he's having an affair with her publicist.
That's true.
And he's covering it up.
So he had sent to her, and I don't have it in front of me, but I bet you'll be delicious tonight. or something like, you look delicious. Yes. Tonight will be delicious. So, and the publicist said, oh, this isn't for me. You know.
Why does he have her publicist's phone number?
Very good question. But I think we've seen Joffrey. Do you think he has an affair? Do you think he's ever had an affair?
No.
With
no.
a woman? No.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, my.
Why would you say that?
I think Joffrey and Ina have a wonderful time.
I think they have a very graphic sexual relationship.
I do
with
love
other people.
No.
No. Well, I think that they sometimes go into clubs where it's, you know, it's dark.
Do you think that they're faithful?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, here's this. I don't know that they're unfaithful.
Polyamorous, I believe.
Yes. That's yeah. where I was going to go. They just I believe do they have an open marriage.
Very fluid.
What?
Yes.
How? It's in a garden.
Yeah. They're running a train on her, man.
Stop it.
Jesus. You're the one who started it.
Choo choo. That's what
I
that
didn't
is.
Say anything like that. I just said you implied I believe it. I would not be surprised at all if they had other partners outside of their marriage.
I know that she goes Japanese probably.
That's hard. What, and, oh my god.
If, I don't mean the people, I meant you know.
Stop.
What, the cars?
Stop it.
Becky, the Triple B has realized what I was saying.
I'm going upstairs.
You triggered
I this. Love that too.
You brought this on. You have no one to blame but yourself.
That's not her fault. I did it.
You. She triggered you.
And this has sulfites in it.
Chinker. Big not surprise shocked. There. Yeah.
Mm.
No, so.
Yes, keep on
back
going.
Back to Barefoot.
Yes.
I love the episodes where you can tell they've been in the sauce a little bit.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Particularly Joffrey. He gets the red cheeks and he's very jolly.
He is jolly. That's a great.
You can see his little drunken eyes.
That's a great way to describe it.
And
then she makes him pea soup and he stays there by himself to read the newspaper and she goes out and, you know.
Sometimes.
Meets a man named Juan.
Sometimes I think that she's been a little saucy too on the show.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to be a little saucy. You know. But that's what's going on, man. That's my in the news. Out of the Triple B, do you have
when
any?
When did you read that?
Yeah, just upstairs.
Like just
about 30 minutes ago.
Enthralling podcasting.
Yeah.
I think it's time for the airing of grievances.
What are your thoughts? This is unrelated to anything. What are your thoughts on Tom Brady and Giselle announcing they're divorced?
I think it's obviously there's been problems going on and mm-hmm. you don't just announce you're going to get divorced and 3 weeks later you put the papers in. Obviously, this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
They quickly settled.
Probably got a prenup. Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton, she said, I remember reading when they got divorced, she was like, when we decided it was actually really fast. Like, how quickly everything came together because we had a prenup. She was like, it was basically like 2 weeks and we were done. And she was like, that was like also really traumatic that it was so fast. That it was like, and they didn't have kids or anything, so it was like.
Sometimes you wonder about some of these celebrity marriages, and that it's more of a business deal. I mean, that's the stereotype that I'm making, but I don't think for a second that Tom Brady and Giselle, theirs was a 3 week process. I think this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
I
had always heard, whenever Deflategate happened, I think is when things started to go south.
It's been a while. It's been years.
Yeah. I heard that she was like pretty furious. And then honestly, I was texting with a friend because I would guess that Giselle is decently liberal. And then Tom Brady is like known to be BFF with Trump and like text with DeSantis and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I wonder how much of that exacerbated things, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's also boys with Robert Kraft, he's what he is.
And they probably
just married a 20-year-old.
They're probably going to the same clubs as, you know.
Who?
Barefoot and Joffrey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you imagine she leads Joffrey in by a dog collar?
I would not be surprised at all
I know.
To see that.
But you wouldn't know him because he's wearing like a trucker hat and like leather and chaps and shit.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm coming.
I'm like, here I come. So disturbed because as soon as you said that, that's exactly what I pictured. And I think that's fair.
She just sashays in there, just kind of,
Don't
all sultry and shit.
I don't think there's any sashaying going on.
Come on, Jeffrey.
You've been there. You've met her.
She's a wonderful person.
You've been in those clubs. You know, when it's
clubs,
like clubs, you know, you put your keys in the basket.
Formal dining.
Oh, yeah.
Functions.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful dinner parties.
Mm-hmm.
At her house.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Hosted.
Mm-hmm. Probably at a Red Roof Inn someplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was with me.
We
had a dinner party, didn't we, Scott?
You're confusing.
We had Funyuns together. I ate them off his body.
We were at a soccer tournament this past weekend. This didn't happen this weekend, but I always am reminded by it when we're leaving this soccer park. Right on the interstate, like our exit to the interstate is a Red Roof Inn. Yeah. And when we were at it, as tournament at that park previously,
at the Red Roof Inn or at the tournament?
At the tournament. William was in one of those moods like, you don't take us anywhere. And he was like, you've never even taken us there. And Rob was like, the Red Roof Inn. You're welcome for never taking you there. He was so pissed.
I've been to one. It was beautiful.
Was that the one in Hilliard,
I think? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's actually a nice hotel. Used to Uber people there. And they said
it's nice.
I bet
you did.
Because I'm like, yeah. Red Roof Inn, is it nice? Right. I know the one on University.
Did you pick them up 2.5 hours later?
There was a time I picked up people from that Red Roof Inn and they were going to a certain kind of party.
Mm. A certain kind of party?
The kind of party you were talking about.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Dean and Jeff.
That's right, Scott.
Joff.
Remember when we went to that party? We brought the catering, Funyuns and chip dip.
Okay, let's score this.
And a whole tub of peanut butter.
Have to.
I know. Well, folks, we will do that as soon as we come back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. You know, I think the next probable article I'll read on People's Magazine is how Joffrey has been outed as a cannibal. You look delicious tonight. No. You look delicious tonight. They'd be like,
what voice
Joffrey.
Was that?
That was Joffrey.
That's not Joffrey.
This is Joffrey.
That's not
Joffrey.
He
kind of sounds that way, doesn't
he? No.
What does he sound like to you?
Sounds like a really good guy.
You've never heard him talk. He always has a ball gag in his mouth when you're around him. How are you?
It's time for the airing of grievances. Rebecca, do you agree?
No, it's time to score this wine.
It's time to hold somebody accountable for his actions.
Never. The Craggy Range Winery, Te Kau, Gimblet Gravels Vineyard. Normally, we would figure out what all that means, but we don't care. So, make a better one, I guess. Triple B, what's your score?
A low one.
Okay, do you have a...
80. 80?
Wow. That's low.
I didn't even finish my glass. Rob's over here chugging it. You didn't finish your glass.
Yeah. I can't taste it.
I'm at 85. It's just
what?
So nondescript.
You're at an 85 and you can't even finish your glass?
After it's
maybe I shouldn't be drinking this. I don't know.
It's
really bad, Rob.
Is it?
Yeah.
I would range it from
he didn't finish
84 to 85.
What?
But that's it. This is the high end of that scale.
I would give my scale 80 to 82.
It's not that bad.
You haven't finished your glass.
Nondescript. There's nothing offensive about it.
Scott's
going to
give you this for your birthday.
Never.
As long as I can track whatever I've got. Now on to me, folks. Now, this is from the perspective of a person that has a serious cold or respiratory infection.
Oh, you have a cold?
I have something. Uh-huh. I have cholera. Anyway, so I can't smell anything, and I can taste things. I don't know if they're wine or not. But nevertheless, I can drink this. Do you know why? Because I can't taste anything. So if you do have an upper respiratory infection where...
COVID.
I don't have COVID.
No, but you could if you had
COVID. Oh, if you had COVID. Yeah, right. I know. Thing is, I can taste certain things, though. So I can taste the cheese. I could taste dinner.
Could you taste the coffee and the coffee cheese?
Yeah. I could taste water. I could taste anything.
You could taste water.
I just can't taste this wine.
It's, I mean, it's not a bad thing that you can't taste the wine. It's probably not a good thing.
Maybe it's a self-defense mechanism.
Right.
But because I can't taste it, I appreciate that. So I'm going to give it 89 of my points.
Put it in the Hall of Fame.
89.
Just giving it an 89 because we got the wine completely wrong.
That's right. No,
I don't know how anybody could have guessed New Zealand Bordeaux blend on this.
You've chugged two glasses.
I have. It has sulfites, though. I'm going to give it 85. I'll agree with Scott.
Wow.
Because he seems more reasonable.
Sometime when you can taste, you're going to have
Merlot.
This wine again. And you're going to be like, what?
I taste some Merlot there. There's some Merlot. I taste some limey stuff.
There's no limey stuff.
That's the thing. The Merlot, it doesn't even give you that 50% of the blend is Merlot, that astringency.
Well, I taste that.
It's dry.
Don't you taste the tobacco?
No. Maybe from a cigar I had 3 years ago, I still taste some tobacco. But other than that, no.
It's like a red drink, a red sour drink. It's wet.
Yeah, you can have mine.
I don't want it.
Oh, you've chugged too? Why not chug
Why three? Not?
That's true.
It's time for the airing of grievances and the resolution of grievances.
Mm. You might.
I've brought a tool.
You brought a tool?
I brought a tool.
Joffrey and Ina don't use that tool, do they?
You, sir, need to be held accountable for the grievances that you've caused, my friend Rebecca.
Okay.
And I brought a tool to allow you to build up your points.
Oh.
In any marital relationship, particularly if you're the guy, you build up and lose points. You, sir, are in the debit range.
Mm.
So I have brought a tool with, I know you need these, pictures and diagrams. And we'll start with this right here. This is what it looks like when you properly treat your
better half. We got that in the
mail
today, too.
This is a man giving his female person a gift of diamonds and jewelry. And see how happy her face is?
Mm-hmm. Even his face is happy.
Well, he always smiles. He's always
himself. He's happy because she's happy.
We're going to take this with baby steps. We're talking about Rob here.
Right. That's fair.
We've got the Diamond Seller catalog. And you see the happy smile on her face? Look at your bride. Do you see the frown on her face? We want to turn that frown upside down. So I'm giving you a catalog.
Well, that's great.
I put ours in the trash.
You've got a $1,000 budget. Make it happen.
If we win the lottery, it's more. Stop.
What was it? Scott, I have
a
tool.
On the back.
Yeah, I have a tool. Look. Yeah, David Yurman. Scott, I have a tool for you. There you go. How's that for you?
Is it a penis?
It's a penis.
Of course, Rob Jones.
But this penis is happy. It's a very happy penis. Has googly eyes, which you enjoy.
Is that a French artiste?
It does have a mustache. It has a mustache. It's a French mustache. It's a French penis. Yeah.
Here's something I would like to talk about when we win the lottery. What kind of watch would you pick? Would you go with like a Rolex? What would you go with?
I'm not a watch person. Yeah. Also, there's this thing that later in life I found out about it. I just thought I had bad timekeeping pieces. My grandfather did the same thing.
Oh, do you make him go dead?
I stop him. I stop watches.
It's freaky.
I've heard
about this.
I wanted to have and like pocket watches.
Yeah.
And had a series of them, and I stopped every single one dead.
Could, if I wore them, would they be able to work again or no?
Probably not. I don't know. But supposedly something about that electromagnetic thing in your body. Yeah. I don't know. In theory, Rolexes are immune from that. But I don't know that I would buy a Rolex. I don't know that a watch would be something I'd get.
Mm. Now, here's this.
What about you, Robert?
This is an unhappy one. Do you see why? It's uncut and then it's very hairy. So,
what kind of watch would you get?
I would get a Omega.
Really?
Yes, because James Bond wears that.
I think I would do a Cartier.
I would do a Swatch watch.
I would get...
Fossil.
I would get a Time.
Time?
Big timepiece that you wear around
your neck.
Chain. Yeah.
I would get a gold Pulsar watch with cubic zirconias all around it. I saw a gentleman one time that had that. I think I talked about that on the show.
Who was the...
It's very nice.
What was his name? He was...
I don't think
Ricky
it was...
Nelson.
I don't think it was real gold, though. Just guessing. So, folks, an 80-ish, an 85, and an 85 for me? Why not? Two New Zealand red wines.
Flavor Flav.
Yes, that aren't...
Flavor Flav had the timepiece.
Yes, he did.
Flavor Flav was cool. He had some nice teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that show they were on?
The Flavor of Love.
Oh, my gosh. That was hysterical.
Made me laugh.
A girl from my high school was on it.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Candace Cabrera, which is not her real name.
Yeah.
When she went to my high school, her name was Candace Atkins.
Well.
That's just not, you know, it's nice.
Maybe she was changing her name to...
It was her stage name, I feel like.
It's nice.
She was one of the... She was a stripper.
She was on the original episode. Original season.
You said stage name, so she was a stripper?
I don't know.
Maybe she was.
It's okay.
Is.
Yeah.
It's a way of making a living.
I feel like she went back to school.
Not for you.
Her nursing degree? I don't know. Something like
good
that.
Good for her. Mm-hmm. Turn the TV experience into big bucks.
Yeah.
Nursing's a good field.
Well, I know, but I thought you meant the TV experience into big bucks, and that was Flavor of Love. So, you know, that's not really the same thing. So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Innocent Snacks, your driver, the Triple B, and whatever huge ailment that I have, we're going to bid you adieu. But see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.